spotlights on the patio, it's time to highlight all the different people we talk to on the mic. Different variations and facets of life. Kicking it with Kim, she about to take us on a ride. Your favorite podcast, you can tune in worldwide. Close your mouth and just open up your mind. Listen with your heart, you never know what you'll find. The conversations we have is like gold mines. So pick up all the jewels, all the gems and the tools. Nothing's off limits, we don't follow the rules. More like dialogue, more than an interview. About to break the internet, Kim will keep you in the loop. The spotlight's on the patio, it's time to highlight all the different people we talk to on the mic. Different variations and facets of life. Kicking it with Kim, yeah, she about to take us on a ride.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kim from the Patio with Kim podcast, and I want to thank y'all for coming through to keep me company as we bridge friendship through communication and conversation. And tonight's company, I'm honored to have Gina Means. Good afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you're at. How you doing? Yes. So how about you introduce yourself to everybody? Let everybody know who Gina Means is. And I'm glad you got that hat on.
Well, this is all for you. I had to represent, you know, Gina Means, any for life. New England Patriots.
At least we met. But anyway. So, you know, tell me how this past year has been for you. You're such a bubbly person. So, you know, tell everybody how Gina Means has been for the past year in your life. Can you hear me?
Past year?
8 months, 7 months, whatever amount of time you would like to share.
Let's see. Good. Oh, definitely felt like.
Excuse me for a second. My apologies to everyone that's watching right now. I did not address the topic. Tonight's topic is coping with a serious medical diagnosis, part two of a series, and we're covering cervical cancer. So thank you. I'm sorry. You can make
it. You keep freezing on me. I'm trying to catch it. I'm trying to catch all of it. I've never done anything like this. Let me just say that first. I've never been interviewed. Okay. I've never done a podcast. So forgive me. It might take me a little while to warm up and, you know, we're talking. This is what we do. So back to where were we? The last year.
Yes.
Never a year ago. I don't know if it's me or it's you. You keep freezing. What did you just say?
Oh, I was just asking if you were okay. Because you had froze for a second, so it looked like you was taking a moment to get sick or something.
Oh, No, I'm good. I am good. Okay. So hopefully it looks good right now. Hopefully we won't freeze.
Okay.
How do we fix that? Okay, so this past year, never in a million years in February of 2023 would I have imagined that I would be where I'm at today. You know, living life, everyday struggles, full-time job, full-time mom, working in my community, doing what I do, having a social life, was in a relationship. Everything is Gucci. I would say around May-ish, felt a little wonky, thought it was one thing. Did go to the doctor. They said, oh, just do this, do that. And truth be told, that's kind of when I started like taking Motrin for the stomach pain. And it got to the point it was so bad that I was literally taking it every 4 hours.
That's too much.
So as the summer goes on, symptoms progress. Huh? I know. But I'm still trying to live, you know? I'm still trying to live. I'm still trying to do everything. And I'm thinking it's one thing, you know, that it was just something that I needed to take care of and made a doctor's appointment, but I had to wait months for that appointment. So I just knew when I went to the doctor, when I went to the OBGYN, she was going to do what I needed her to do and I was going to be all set. That didn't happen. So even on our wonderful vacation, you know, we went to Jamaica in August, Motrin on deck. I was not.
I couldn't even tell.
Going to miss my trip. I was not going to not have a good time. But looking back on it, you know, it was quite a while that I didn't feel good. So
hello to our we have Willie. Thank you for tuning in.
Willie.
Podcast Network, Smoke Pit, Jamaica.
So I don't know if you want me to get into Jamaica. That was August. And life just started lifing for real in September. I don't know if you want me to get into all of that with my young king, but.
Right. Nah, you don't have to do all that.
Okay. So things are progressing. I go to the doctor at the beginning of November. I said, hey, I need you to do this. The doctor took one look and said, I'm not touching anything. You need to go to this other specialist because I think you have cancer. Oh. And ironically enough, it was confirmed stage 3 cervical cancer the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
It's also the day I was admitted into the hospital for the first time and was there for the holiday and pretty much for the following week. Excuse me. So that's where the struggle began.
So how old are you? I know how old are you.
I turned 52. I know. 52 in September. Nope, okay, I'm lying. So. I turned 51 in September. Sheesh. I'm not 52 yet.
We'll blame the drug.
Yeah, chemo brain.
So, you know, when they told you, what went through your mind? How did you feel? What emotions did you have within that? So, I mean, that was a quick time frame.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, they told me over the phone, right? And it was just kind of like, yeah, we detected some cancer. So, you know, now we need to talk about what next. And at the time, I really didn't have any emotions. I was just kind of like, all right, what do we need to do to get rid of this? What do we need to do to, what's the treatment? Like, I knew I was about to go through something. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to stay positive and we're going to go through it. Later on is when the emotions kicked in. But it just so happened when they told me over the phone, I had it on speakerphone and my mom and my daughter were in the next room. And so when my daughter heard cancer, she started crying. That kind of tugged at my heartstrings, but I just felt like I had to be strong for it. Don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. You know, they're going to help me do what we need to do to get rid of it because, you know, she's 20, but at that age, you hear cancer and you think the worst.
Right.
You know, in a lot of cases, that's what happens. But they were very upbeat and positive and knew what the plan was going to be and said, you know, our goal is to cure this.
That's great. So, you know, mm-hmm. how did your support system around you play a role in, you know, keeping all the positive vibes and everything going? You know, you got your mom, you got your daughter, you got your son, you got your brother, all your friends, sisters, sorors. So, you know, how did it affect them to be able to give you the support that they felt you needed?
Everyone went into super support mode, you know, super prayer mode. Of course, you know, my mother is sergeant and she just, you know, definitely couldn't have done it without her. My daughter, super helpful. Anything that I asked them for, and I mentioned them first because we're aunts. You know, I received daily phone calls from my brother, you know, my cousins, my sorors, just averages, just how you doing today? You know, we're praying for you. I was told that I was in several prayer circles.
Your volume's going out.
Packages. I've gotten flowers. I've gotten edible arrangements. When I say my village, did you lose me?
I got you. We're having technical difficulties. If anyone can hear me out there, I'm going to see what I can do. Can you hear me? Well, the audience can hear us both, so that's great. Thank you, Willie, for letting us know. So, am I too loud? Well, while we're waiting on Gina Means to come back, if you haven't noticed, we're family, and we're talking about how she experienced going through cervical cancer diagnosis this past Thanksgiving on up till now. On my own, learning things that I didn't have before, so I thank y'all. I thank y'all for y'all patience. I'm communicating with her through text to make sure that she's good to go to come back in.
All right.
While we still good to go. We was just talking about your support system and how they were sending prayers and all the prayers, well wishes, and text messages, phone calls.
I couldn't have done it.
So what are some of the things that they had you go through, if you don't mind sharing? Like, what kind of things medically did you experience?
As far as treatment?
Yeah.
So for 6 weeks, I had to do radiation every day. So I would get up in early in the morning, be at the hospital probably 7:30, 7:45, 8:00 the latest, where they would do radiation concentrated on my cervix. And it really lasted no more than like 10 minutes. So it was really quick. You know, with radiation comes dry skin, fatigue, wrapped my taste buds for a minute. Everything tasted metallic. Not fun. In that 6 weeks of treatment, I did chemo once a week, which was just pretty much an IV. And that lasted about a few hours. So it would take up a lot of time. The chemo was okay at first, but eventually it would make me sick, you know, super tired. I lost a ton of weight over the course of the last, say, 3 months. But those were probably, so my biggest side effects, you know, there was nausea, there was vomiting, there was diarrhea, there was fatigue, loss of appetite, just, you know, there towards the last, I would say, 2 weeks of treatment, that's when it got pretty miserable.
Oh, okay. So,
and that's when, going back to your previous question, the emotions, you know, it was tough. Like, you know, I'm going through all of this, and how do I really know it's going to work?
Yeah, I know there was a couple of times where I was like, she's breaking down. She don't want to talk to nobody. I got to call her mom and see what's going on, because, you know, I don't want it to be in my head as something that is not, and I be overreacting, and then I reach out, and, you know, sometimes you put something in the atmosphere. So I'm glad that
believe it or not, that was a side effect of my support system, because, you know, if I was getting so many texts and calls in a day, and some days it just got to the point where I just could not answer the phone anymore. You know, and there were just some days where I did not feel good and didn't want to aggravate the situation. So I stayed off the phone.
I can understand that. You know, what were some of your coping methods that you had to use, or that you're using now, where as far as you said you lost a lot of weight, you know, what were some of the things that helped you at least get through holding anything down? Like, what were some of the things that you ate that you could tolerate better than others? Or was there any coping things, like a lot of people like to knit, you know, just things to get you, get your mind off of stuff when you have to go to these appointments, or when you do have a little bit of energy, but you just want to be still. Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you. To be honest, I was very present, all of it. I really didn't have any coping mechanisms. Of course, you know, a lot of prayer. You know, if I needed to break down and cry, then that's what I did. It just got really bad to the point where I might have been living on water and tea and saltines. Like, that's it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just, I couldn't like to eat. Tolerate. Oh, oof. And when I say saltines, I mean one or two. I don't even mean like a sleeve. Oh, I mean,
not even like 10?
And so dependent. No, because they didn't taste right. Nothing tasted right. So if nothing, and I would have a craving for something, and I would have someone get it for me, and I would take one bite and like, no, that's not it. I just knew that if I got an icy, it was going to work. And I sent my son to get me an icy from two or three different places. I tried what he brought me. It was no good. I sent him to another store. I said, go over here and try to get one from over there. It was no good. Like, just automatically in
that's
the trash.
Dedication. Because,
yes. Yes. So, you know, my support system is A+. And anything I asked for, they definitely, you know, did that for me. That's all I could do to cope. I mean, I was very present in the moment, just trying to get through, praying, had a lot of conversations with God, you know, go crawl up in her bed. You know,
okay, so
they really, it was just those scenario. It was like being pregnant. Like, you just, there's nothing, you have to go through it. You know, this is what you have to do. So you just got to get through it.
Oh, okay. So, how do you feel now?
So I don't know if you want me to get into the results, but
it's about what you know, feel comfortable with.
So it's probably been about 2 weeks since I was informed that the tumor is gone. There are no visible signs of cancer, which means they pretty much have cured me.
Yes, that's great. That's great.
And so
I'm letting her know not to move too much. Please stand by, y'all.
We're good. We're good.
Okay, so back to what you were saying.
So I don't know if you caught all of my last answer.
No, we heard about the tumor-free answers. No, that we did not hear that. So that's great.
I mean, it's a huge load off of your mind. You know, my mental just, there's nothing, life is good. You know what I'm saying? I have absolutely no complaints, nothing to complain about. My mental is great. I feel good mentally. My body is still a little down and out and still very tired, very weak, but my body will catch up.
So for anyone that might be watching or may watch later, what would you offer as far as advice if, say, they had some similar symptoms that you had? What would you offer them to do?
Of course, you know, if something is not right, and looking back on it, I dismissed a lot of the symptoms. And, you know, if I told you what they were, you'd probably be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why didn't you go to the doctor sooner? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, I was on Motrin every 4 hours, and that was not good.
If you had just months. Told me that, I'd have told you no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, those who knew were telling me no. And I knew better, but I had to do what I had to do in order to, you know, keep going. But, you know, if something is not right, and if you don't feel well for an extended period of time, then you need to be seen. Another part of the problem is I did go to the doctor. And I told the doctor what I thought it was. And so the doctor not being, you know, this is just my PCP, not being any type of specialist or, you know, really didn't investigate. they just kind of took me at my word and said, oh, you know, here's what we can do. We'll give you pain medicine, right? Because my stomach was hurting. Well, that didn't help. You know, now looking back on it, it was cancer. Nothing was going to fix that. Nothing was going to help me feel any better until I had some treatment.
Well, thankfully, they caught it before it got any further in, because stage four is
laying on it for get checked out and insist that you be thoroughly checked out.
So now that, you know, everything's in the clear, what are you looking forward to doing or having to eat if you haven't eaten yet? You know, you was down and out all the holidays, so you missed all the great food.
All the holidays. I had no Thanksgiving turkey. Had a little bit of something for Christmas, but not really. I am just looking forward to living my best life, whatever the day brings me. You know, of course, there's a ton of things that I want to eat. We've been getting into the seafood this week. I had some crabs yesterday, the other day, delicious. Just want to get back to life being better than I ever knew it. And that's how I'm going to look at it. That's how I'm going to treat it. That's how I'm going to live it. You know, I want to support my team. I want to see my, you know, my kids prosper and, you know, get back out there and get my travel on.
Okay. Well, I don't have much further to ask of you. So if there's anything that you just want to talk about in relation to, or you have other things to do, you know, I can go ahead and let you go, because I value everybody's time and everybody's time has value. So I know you said your body's still trying to rest and catch up. So I don't want to keep you too long, but I do want to say whatever you would like to share further, I'm open to.
Well, I have to publicly thank you and express my gratitude for your love and support during this time. You were definitely one of those people that called me every day, texted me, checked in on me. You know, we tight like that. But
you my cousin, but you like big sis. So, you know, I have to make sure you my ace.
Right. So
you're starting to freeze again.
It just done any of this without the support system that I have. You know how we are about families to begin with, good times, bad times. And I just can't thank you and the rest of my family enough, because I couldn't have done it on my own. And I'm just, you know, anything I could do for anybody, I'm just so happy to be here because I didn't have to be. And that, you know, God has blessed me with good health now and, you know, a loving support system and a wonderful family.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get emotional. I'm trying not to, but you
that's
know,
what I said.
There was no Gigi isn't going to make it for me. That was not in any.
Right.
No. So it's just, you know, I'm not good at it.
Right. But we just getting started.
I love you. Yes. And I can't wait because 2024, 2025 going to be on live.
Yes.
I'm talking. Let me go ahead and get to the wrapping up this podcast, only because, you know, I do notice that I have a 10-year-old, so I might want to go ahead and take care of that responsibility too. But I appreciate everything about you, who you are as a person, a woman, a, a family member. I can't say it enough. And yeah. But so I thank you for coming out and hanging out with me and keeping me company and sharing your story with us. I thank everybody who came to watch, who came out to watch. So do you have any shout outs you would like to make? You want to highlight
my only shout out is I finally got to hear the intro. That's fire. Yes. You know, I'm a little biased, but I like it.
It is. Thank you. Shout out, Von.
I want you to invite me back. Yes, I want you to invite me back.
Definitely.
And, you know, on a lighter subject so we can kind
of
really,
really. Oh, of
course.
Really we are not always going to be the patio. Got to be serious. You know, summer coming. That's when all the shits and shenanigans happen.
Okay.
But thank you to everybody that tuned in. And so make sure you go check out the Patio with Kim podcast wherever you view or listen to your podcast. And make sure you like, share, and subscribe. But until next time, this is Kim from the Patio with Kim podcast. And I'm letting you know it's all love here.